Several months ago, I was out of town and had an early flight back home. My hotel was over an hour away from the airport, and I had to leave at 5 in the morning to make the flight. So beginning at 4:30 a.m., I had the hotel front desk start calling my room. I set the alarm on my phone and on my watch, and another timer on my phone. I couldn't risk forgetting to wake up. Do you ever find yourself remembering what's trivial while forgetting what's important? Forgetting what's most important? Well, this meditation from Deuteronomy chapter 6 is a reminder for you to remember. A meditation to center your mind, your body, and your soul on not forgetting what matters most. So to begin, whether sitting in the first light of morning or resting in the quiet shadows of evening, allow the next 15 minutes to be a divine retreat from trivial distractions. Allow your eyes to close with no effort and permit your mind to center on the Father. Accept your body beginning to rest in the presence of the Son, and concede your soul to feel safe here, guided by the Spirit. Continue in this time of solitude by responding to this passage from Matthew chapter 22. As I lead us, respond simply, "Lord God, I love you with my entire being." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word. Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all of your heart." And Lord God, I love you with my entire being. You must also love the Lord your God with all of your soul. Lord God, I love you with my entire being. You must love the Lord your God with all of your mind. Lord God, I love you with my entire being. And Jesus replied, "A second command is equally as important. Love your neighbor as yourself." And Lord God, I long to love you and others with my entire being. Continue on now for a moment by settling deeper into this time of sacred remembrance. Come now into the divine presence. You are safe here. In this retreat, note the distractions still present. Don't push against them, but simply note them in your mind for now. Scan your body too, from your toes to your head. Are you aware of any distractions, pain or discomfort? Well, for a moment, simply note all of the worldly distractions that tempt you away from God. Give the distractions no power, but rather let them drift on by, up and away. Feel them fleeing from your mind, lifting off of your body. and leaving your soul free and clear. Begin now to center on the indwelling of Father, Son, and Spirit within your mind, body, and soul. Center on becoming filled. Center to on your breathing. Take several deep breaths, each breath being full and deep from your belly. Be mindful of each breath filling your mind, each breath filling your body, each breath filling your spirit. Each breath, accept it as the pneuma, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Stay here centered for several more moments. Distracting thoughts may arise, and that's fine. Don't judge yourself and don't focus on them. Rather, allow distractions to remind you to return to your breathing and whispering the centering prayer, Lord God, I love you with my entire being. Now continue as you center on encountering God in each of three different divine readings from Holy Scripture. The book of Deuteronomy is a collection of messages Moses gave to Israel just before they crossed into the Promised Land. The books serve to remind them of God's law and power. But imagine this message as a personal reminder to you too. Contemplate on what you hear from Deuteronomy Chapter 6, verse 5, from the Amplified Bible. My friend, trying days are ahead. There will be many distractions, so let this serve as a reminder to remember that you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and mind and soul and with all of your strength, your entire being. What did the Holy Spirit remind you of? Well, listen once more from Scripture and center on the simplicity of the message. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and mind and with all of your soul and with all of your strength, your entire being. For this next minute, contemplate on the one thing that spoke to you most deeply. Once more, but now notice how you respond emotionally. listen to this same passage, but a wider reading from the New King James Version. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What emotions or affections did you experience in this second reading? Well, don't rush through this sacred time, but take this next minute to be fully awake and fully mindful of the divine presence within your mind, body, and soul. Rest in this time of divine retreat. In this third expanded divine reading from the New Living Translation, reflect on the passage now as a mindful prayer, an imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, may I never forget and always be reminded that You, Lord, are my God, and You alone. And I must always love You with all of my heart, all of my soul, and all of my strength. And I must commit myself wholeheartedly to these commands that You are giving me today. And for this I praise and bring honor to Your glorious name. Amen. What did you encounter in the words of this prayer from Scripture? Well, for a moment, reflect on these words as they now become yours. While resting in imaginative contemplation, take several moments now to encounter God with your mind. Meet Him there as He approaches you now in your thoughts. Now encounter God within your body. Scan your body. Experience His healing. Be aware of your body. And accept your body as a divine creation, as the holy temple of God. Now encounter God within your soul, within your heart. Feel it beating, bringing you life. center on the beating of your heart and the filling of your lungs as God fills your soul with His presence. As your mind, body, soul, spirit, heart, and strength are consumed by God, be mindful too of opportunities to share that same presence with another. Who do you know that needs to encounter the presence of God? How might God use you to remind another of His love by how you talk, walk, lie down, and rise up? Ponder that. And then accept this benediction to remind you to love the Lord your God with all of your heart and mind and with all of your soul, all of your strength, and your entire being. May you know the love of Christ, the direction of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the presence of God now and always. And as we close, remain here in this safe place as long as you can, encountering the peace of God and silently whispering, "Lord God, I love you with my entire being."